This week is National Stroke Awareness Week, and Fiona Connaughton, stroke clinical nurse for Our Lady of Lourdes and Louth County Hospital, is on the line. Good morning, Fiona. If you want to just get in straight away into what is a stroke?
Okay, Caoimhe, thank you for having me on air. Caoimhe, stroke, it is a sudden interruption of the blood supply to a part of the brain. And as you know, it can cause huge disability. It is the third leading cause of death here in Ireland, and it is the leading cause of adult physical disability. We're looking at about 10,000 people here in Ireland will have a stroke within the next 12 months, which are huge figures. People tend to think that stroke can happen, you know, in the older age group, and yes, that's true, but also one third of strokes are in people under the age of 65. So the fact it is National Stroke Awareness Week, I'd like to get across the message what to do in the event of somebody having a stroke. So how to recognise that somebody's having a stroke. So Caoimhe, say you're out there having a cup of coffee with your friend, and all of a sudden, F for face, the person that you're with, you notice that they have a droop on one side of their face. You might notice that their eye is slightly drooped. It's important that you look face on to that person and ask them to give you a big smile, and you'll notice one side of their mouth is not rising up. A for arm, they could have been holding that cup of coffee and next thing it drops out of their hand. They might say to you, I can't lift my arm, it's weak. Or you can ask them to raise both arms up, count to five, and one arm drops down. S for speech. You notice that their speech is slurred. They're having difficulty getting their words out. Or they're not able to speak at all. And T is for time. It is time to dial 999. It is time to dial 112 and ask for an ambulance. It is time to act fast. And Caoimhe, just so that you know, it is one of these signs. It doesn't have to be all of them. It is just one of these signs. And the important thing is to stay with your friend until the ambulance comes. And sometimes the ambulance crew will ask you to accompany them into the emergency department. The reason for that is that the more information the emergency staff have, the better. Now, stroke is caused by two reasons, really. One is a blood clot to the brain, and the other is a bleed. Now, when you come into the emergency department, one of the first tests you have is a CT scan of the brain, and that is to determine whether it is a bleed or a clot. Nowadays, we have a drug available for the clot-type strokes, which is called thrombolysis, and that is a blood-busting drug. And the importance of acting fast is that you have a 4.5-hour time frame for the person to get that drug from the time of onset of the signs of the stroke. So that is the importance of getting into the emergency department fast.
Okay, so that's the time is the biggest thing there. It's the T. So it's one, because now that's something I didn't realise, that it could be either the face, the arms, because we all know fast, but I didn't realise it only is one of them. But I have heard, because we've spoken to first responders and people like that, and big thing is timing. Get that person, call the ambulance straight away, get that person to a hospital as
Don't
quick
be
as
ring in your GP to call out to the house or to bring the person to the GP. It is an emergency. For every minute that we're wasting, there is 1.2 million brain cells dying.
Wow.
And the sooner you get into the ED department, the better the outcome.
Absolutely. Fiona, just before you go then, just if you want to give us a little bit on what is happening for National Stroke Awareness Week in the locality.
Okay, so today in Drogheda Town Centre Shopping Mall, from 12 to 3, there is a health promotion stand all about stroke. And we have members of the multidisciplinary team from the stroke unit here in Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital that will be there to receive any questions and give answers. Tomorrow in the Marshes Shopping Centre in Dundalk from 4 to 6, again, full members of the MDT from Louth County will be there to answer all questions. And just as well, Caoimhe, it being National Stroke Awareness Week, there is a Stroke Survivor Day on in Crow Park on Friday. And that is free of charge, and that will be a very, very informative day. And you can find the information on that on the Irish Heart Foundation website.
Brilliant. Well, Fiona, thanks so much for that. And for anyone who is looking for any more information on what they heard today, the Irish Heart Foundation website, or go along to one of these information seminars, either in the town centre in Drogheda or in the Marshes tomorrow. Fiona Connaughton, thank you very much.
Eva, thank you.